Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so it was good stuff this morning with Costa and Jansen regarding the Lions, and Brad Holmes joined them, and you know, a lot of it was some draft recap and all that and what they have moving forward. But here's what he had to say when Costa asked him about Jared Goff and a contract and the Schefter thing that said nothing was imminent. And here's the Lions GM answering the question about where we are with the Jared Goff contract.
First and foremost, you know, he's earned an extension, and it's important. It's a high priority for us, and both sides are working really, really hard. And these things just take time, you know. And this working on not only trying to get an extension done with him, but, you know, like you said, Panay and Saint, it's not something that we waited until after the season to start planning for. You know, like the whole process of budgeting and preparation and all that that kind of goes into it, we've been preparing for a while. And look, in a perfect world, we'd have had all three of them done. Bang, bang, bang. You know, but these things just kind of take a while, especially with the quarterback market. But I do have faith that it's going to get done.
I mean, I'm no longer antsy. I don't think he said that at the end. If there's any belief that, I mean, you know, he doesn't say much, and I didn't expect him to say much. When he said that, I'm like, oh.
Are you getting ready to buckle up, though, to see what the total is going to be? Because it kind of, you say, yeah, perfect world. We get them all done. Bang, bang, bang. But with quarterbacks, with the quarterback market, he said, it's a little more complicated. So I don't know. I take yeah, we wanted to have it done, but we got some more work to do because his camp is going to ask for more money, and we have to reevaluate with his quarterback market of what we can do. But we'll get it done, but it's going to hurt a little. That's what I take out of it. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe he signs for $47 million a year, but to me, that I'm feeling like that's at least 50 for Jared Goff. Yeah, and he isn't worth it. It's just that's a lot of money after you just forked over a lot of money for a couple other players.
I think if he was super hesitating about what Goff was asking, he wouldn't have said that at the end. Like if there was belief that, because you're talking about what are the guarantees and what's some of the fine print and language in the contract. So there's probably roster bonuses and workout bonuses, and if it's done after July 1st, it means this. And right. You know, you when these things come out, and we see the first numbers, and then always there's like a couple days later they go, well, what it really means is it's only a $37 million a year deal or whatever.
Right, with easily to reach incentives.
Yeah,
and all that,
yeah. Yep. So at this point, I feel much, much, much better about it. Much, much better about it. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Anthony. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
So just the line sticking out that you talk about the QB market that Brad Holmes talked about, I think it's not an issue of whether it's going to get done, but just a matter of when. When you look at free agents next year, you have Dak Prescott, Tua, even Jordan Love, and Trevor Lawrence after that. And interesting enough, I think Trevor Lawrence is agency is the same as Goff's agency. So I think this is just a matter of what order these quarterbacks are signed in and extended in for how much. And really, the bottom line number, what the annual average salary would be per year, not even concerned about that because, like you said, it really matters how it's sliced and diced with guarantees and so forth. So I think it's just a matter of ordering and the pecking order of the free agent market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, they have to, here's the thing about Jared Goff, okay? I don't care where Jared Goff ranks, and we're going to get into a quarterback ranking of that somebody put out yesterday and where he ranks. Where he ranks is irrelevant. Can you win a Super Bowl with him? Can you win a Super Bowl with him? And can you win a Super Bowl with him based upon what you're paying him? Like, there are some quarterbacks out there that aren't particularly good, but if you pay them a little bit and can put a Super Bowl caliber team around them with high-priced players, you might be able to find a way to win a Super Bowl that way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I wouldn't do it that way. I wouldn't want a quarterback that can lead the way to a Super Bowl championship. Just because he hasn't done it yet doesn't mean that he can't. I argued you can win a Super Bowl with Stafford. I was told I was crazy. Guess what? Somebody won a Super Bowl with Stafford. Did he have to have players around him? Yeah. Yeah. And Goff falls into that category. There are very few Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady's at the
world. Yeah, I was just going to say, I think the majority of teams out there that are competing for Super Bowls, whether they win them or they're in the Super Bowl and end up losing, I think the majority of those teams have quarterbacks that are not elite. Because by my term, elite is like three, mm-hmm. top three in the league, because you can't just say, oh, yeah, they're top 10, because then it waters down what elite means. But there are a number of quarterbacks that absolutely are capable of winning if you put team around them. And Goff is one of them.
Goff is one of them. Now,
and Stafford was too.
The thing about Goff is I think it's pretty clear that what he needs to be successful is the offensive line and not the receiver room. The Lions receiver room is fine, but outside of Amon-Ra, if you take a look at what they did last year, their leading receiver is a player that has only known life with Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. He gets better and better every year. And Amon-Ra deserves a ton of credit. I think Goff deserves a ton of credit for what Amon-Ra has turned into. Their second leading receiver was a rookie tight end. Their third leading receiver was a journeyman possession receiver who they felt comfortable letting go.
And Josh Reynolds, yeah.
Their fourth leading receiver, I'm not sure would be higher than the number three guy on any other team in Khalif Raymond. Their fifth leading receiver is a very talented, and we all see the talent, but Jamal's pretty raw. So this isn't like a quarterback that needs to have an elite receiving room or tight. Like, as much as LaPorta was great, he was a rookie tight end last year that they made work. You can be talented, but it takes more than just the rookie to make the rookie be your second leading receiver. It's the O-line that Jared Goff needs. And when he was at his best, the Rams' O-line was operating at a high level. Now, certainly Ben Johnson deserves credit, but it's the formula. It's the collective group that works here. They've either got a chemistry or they just work well together. I think Ben Johnson's a better OC because of Jared Goff, and I think Jared Goff's a better quarterback because of Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I think they all work well together, and there's one part you left out. That's the running game. The running backs, you know, Montgomery and Gibbs are also they're very good. I don't want to overuse a superlative with it. They are very good running backs, and they have different skill sets that make them good. They complement each other, and it's everything together. And yeah, I think the priority is to keep an offensive line out there so that your quarterback stays upright. And if he stays upright and if he's got time, it's what people say in the NFL. If you give a quarterback time to throw, he's going to find somebody open because the receivers are too talented for anybody, for any group of guys to stick to him like glue the entire time. You might have a shutdown corner. You may have two shutdown corners. But you don't have two shutdown corners and a guy who can track a tight end all over the field and another one that's going to follow a running back all over the field and another defensive back who's going to be able to stop a third receiving option all over the field on every play. It just doesn't work that way. The game is geared towards offensive football.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox from, what do we got here? Nick and Livonia. Jared is only good when he has every single piece in place. So is every other quarterback. He isn't worth what he will cost. That's from Nick and Livonia.
So how often did they have every piece in place last year?
They had guys hurt all season long, one. But two is, did we just not go over the receiver room? We just went over the receiver room. Is that a receiver room that any quarterback would kill it with? Is that a receiver room that others looked at around the league and went, I'm so jealous anybody could do it with? Amon-Ra's great, right? Rookie tight end, journeyman possession receiver, a guy who's at best a number three, and a block. Like in J-Mo, he's got talent, but there's a learning curve. He's still a young player.
Yeah, you expect J-Mo to be even better this year. He's going to get more targets.
Sorry. I interrupted you.
It's okay. I'm just saying that the people expect J-Mo to be even better this year than what he was last year. But to your point, this was not the most talented group of receivers that a football team has. There are plenty of teams that have a better 1-2 combo than what the Lions had last year when their number two was Laporta. Now, Laporta might be a special player, right? His rookie season was fantastic. You know, I don't think anybody expected him to step up and do what he did with, you know, nearly 900 yards receiving, had 10 touchdowns, and caught 86 passes. I mean, those numbers are historically great. But now the bar is set, and now everybody knows about it. Defenses will make adjustments, and we'll see, you know, what happens this year. But Goff has gotten better and better every season with the Lions. More comfortable with the offense, and he's just done better. And this past season, of nearly 4,600 yards passing and 30 touchdowns, it's a testament to that. He's going in the right direction.
248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Plus, where Goff ranks in one listing of NFL quarterbacks. Can you sign him? We will get to that at 10:32 on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.